Welcome to the Class of 2026 edition of Getting In from the Kentucky Higher Education Assistance Authority, a state agency generally called KEA. Introduction. KEA produced this 51st edition of Getting In to help you through the admissions and financial aid processes. It's easy to use. Chapter 1 provides general information and guidelines you'll need to begin planning for education or training after high school. Chapter 2 is devoted to financial aid, money to help you pay for higher education. You'll find information on how to finance your college education, what kind of financial aid is available, and how you can qualify. You'll also find useful tips and answers to frequently asked questions. Chapter 3 contains information on colleges, universities, and trade schools. Take the time to look over the different schools and see what each one has to offer. Getting In is free and also available on KEA.com. It can be reproduced for use by students, counselors, parents, financial aid officers, and others at no cost. Information from Getting In is not to be presented as part of a for-pay presentation or sold in part or in its entirety by any person or organization. If you received any or all of this publication at a paid event or were charged for it, please let us know. Chapter 1. College planning. Thinking about college? In Kentucky, someone with a bachelor's degree will make an average of $19,699 more each year than someone with just a high school diploma. Over a 40-year working lifetime, that's an extra $787,960. Getting In will help you pick the best route to reach your educational and financial goals. College myths. Myth number 1. I can't afford to go to college. College or technical training can be expensive, but you may not have to pay the whole cost. There are student aid programs that can help you pay for your education. In Chapter 2 of Getting In, you'll learn about applying for student aid and about some of the more common financial aid programs. You can also do some comparison shopping to find a school that costs less but offers the program or major you're interested in. Colleges and trade schools don't cost the same. If you're not set on attending a certain school, check out several schools that offer what you want. You can find out how much each school will cost and what kind of student aid it offers. If you're looking at a 4-year degree, you don't have to start at a 4-year school. You can start at a community college to get your basic classes out of the way, then transfer to finish your bachelor's degree. After you have the facts you need, you can make the choice that is right for you and your family. Myth number 2. If I do go to college, I'll spend the rest of my life paying off student loans. Some people do end up owing a lot in student loans. But that doesn't mean all students do. Whether you do will depend on several things: the school and career you choose, and whether you make wise choices while in college. When it comes to careers, find out what the average salary is for the job you want. You don't want your student loan payments to be more than 10% of your salary before taxes and deductions. If you make $4,000 a month, your student loan payment shouldn't be more than $400. One thing that hurts many people with student loans is that they drop out before they finish their studies. They usually have to settle for lower-paying jobs, which means more of their salary goes to student loans. Keep track of how much you owe in student loans, and only borrow what you need. If a school's financial aid offer includes $5,000 in loans, but you only need $3,000, don't borrow $5,000. Explore your options. Finish your degree. Know what you owe. Planning for college. Get good grades. If you haven't been applying yourself, start now. That can show an admissions officer that you're serious about doing well. Remember, better grades help you earn more Kentucky Educational Excellence Scholarship. Keys? Money. Take the right test. Different schools require different tests. Most 4-year schools require the ACT or SAT, although some no longer require any test. Kentucky's community colleges require the ACT or another placement test. Use your individual learning plan. Public school districts are required to provide an ILP for each student. It's a great tool for planning your career, college, and financial aid options. Explore careers. Talk with people whose jobs interest you. Ask them if they'd recommend the school they went to. They might even let you shadow them for a day to see what their job is really like. Explore your college options. Kentucky offers 4-year public and private colleges and universities, 2-year community and technical colleges, technical schools, and online programs. You should be able to find the right school for you. Learn about financial aid. Check out another KIA book, Affording Higher Education, and submit the free application for federal student aid, FAFSA, as soon as you can during your senior year to qualify for the most financial aid. Which college you choose will depend on how you answer questions like these. Do I want to be close to home? Do I prefer a large or small school? What school has the best program in the major I'm interested in? Do I want to start at a community college first? How much will it cost? Here are brief descriptions of different types of colleges. Public universities. Generally, these offer more majors. All offer undergraduate and graduate degrees, and some offer professional degrees in medicine, dentistry, law, or other fields. Some also offer associate's degrees. You're more likely to have larger classes at public universities, as well as introductory classes taught by graduate students. Your on-campus social and leadership opportunities may be greater because there are more organizations. Private colleges and universities. Private schools usually have smaller classes and greater access to faculty. These schools offer bachelor's degrees, but may also offer associate's and graduate degrees. Some have joint programs with larger universities in specialized fields. Private schools generally cost more than public universities, but financial aid can help with the costs. Because they're usually smaller than public universities, you may have a greater chance to participate in sports, music, and other activities. Public 2-year colleges. You can follow several paths at the state's community and technical colleges. One leads to an associate's degree that prepares you for transferring to a 4-year school. Others prepare you for entering the workforce. These can take several months to 2 years to complete. These colleges are normally the least expensive higher education option. You can usually find a 2-year school near you, so you can save money by living at home. Trade schools. Trade schools are also called career, technical, and proprietary schools. They are privately owned. Some schools offer only one area of study. Others offer programs in several areas. They often cost more than public schools. If you're thinking about one of these schools, make sure it's accredited and find out if its credits will transfer. Distance learning. Distance learning lets you take courses and earn degrees without the on-campus experience. You can find a list of Kentucky online degree programs at nc-sara.org/directory. Select Kentucky under the drop-down menu. Some schools offer classes at locations other than their main campus, meaning you may find some offered where you live. Check with the college for more information. Combine the military with college. All branches of the military have programs to help those serving their country get a college education. Most also offer programs that can help your spouse and children pay for college. The National Guard and the Reserves also provide financial aid to help their members further their education. Your options range from the highly competitive service academies to Reserve Officer Training Corps ROTC programs that prepare you to be an officer to courses offered on and off base where you're stationed. If you think the military and college might be the path for you, talk with your parents, your counselor, and a recruiter about your options. You can find more information in Affording Higher Education, another KIA book your counselor and library should have. Selective service. It's the law. All men between the ages of 18 and 25 who reside in the United States are required to register with Selective Service. Registering with Selective Service does not mean you are joining the military. If there is a crisis requiring a draft, men would be selected by random lottery and year of birth. They would be examined by the military to determine if they are fit for service. In Kentucky, you can register with Selective Service when you apply to obtain or renew your driver's license. You can also register at the post office or online at sss.gov. Failure to register can result in a $250,000 fine or jail time, so be sure to sign up within 30 days of turning 18. Some schools use enrollment contracts to explain what you can expect the school to give you for your money. Read the contract carefully before you sign it. School representatives may promise you things that aren't in the contract, such as help finding a job. If they do, ask them to add the promise to the contract and sign and date it. A promise is usually not enforceable in court unless it's in writing. Testing. Preparing for the ACT and SAT. Take online practice tests on the SAT and ACT websites or buy practice tests for use at home. The SAT works with the Khan Academy to provide free online test prep. Visit khanacademy.org/SAT. Some high schools and colleges offer ACT/SAT prep classes for free or a small fee. These could help you familiarize yourself with the sections and directions. Get plenty of rest the night before the test and eat a good breakfast that morning. Remember to take number 2 pencils, a calculator, and a photo ID. Entrance/placement tests. Some four-year colleges in Kentucky require the ACT or SAT, and you're required to take the ACT online for free your junior year. One good thing about taking the ACT or SAT is that you can earn a KEYS bonus if your score is high enough. Remember, the bonus is based on the highest composite score you get on a test you take before you graduate. Many organizations offering merit or academic scholarships will identify and award financial assistance based on your scores. Test preparation can be found online at each of the links below, including practice tests so you can practice time management. The SAT consists of 2 sections, math and evidence-based reading and writing. Visit collegereadiness.collegeboard.org/SAT for more information. The ACT has sections on English, math, reading and science reasoning, plus an optional writing test. Visit acstudent.org for more information. Tests for college credit. You can do some things before or during college that will give you a head start. Advanced placement. Cambridge Advanced International and International Baccalaureate can help you earn college credit before you reach campus. Check with your counselor and the colleges you're interested in attending for more information. The College Level Examination Program, CLEP, which offers tests for many subjects taken during the first 2 years of college, lets you get credit for or get out of taking undergraduate courses. Dual credit courses are offered by colleges and let you earn both high school and college credit. Check with nearby colleges to see if they offer dual credit programs. You must have an unweighted, cumulative 2.5 high school GPA. Some courses require students to meet benchmarks. Athletic considerations. If you plan to play intercollegiate sports, make sure you're eligible. The requirements differ depending on the college's affiliation. The National Collegiate Athletic Association, NCAA, the National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics, NAIA, or the National Junior College Athletic Association, NJCAA. The following information is a general guide. NCAA. The NCAA has 3 divisions, and requirements differ by division. Athletes attending a Division I or Division II school must register with the NCAA Eligibility Center at web3.ncaa.org/ecwr3/. At that site, you and your high school can establish whether you're eligible. That's also the site you need to visit to see your high school's core courses. Only the core courses on the NCAA list can be used to figure your core course GPA. In addition to your GPA, you'll have to have certain scores on the ACT or SAT. To make sure the NCAA gets your test scores, enter the NCAA Eligibility Center code of 9999 when you register for each test. For Division I and II athletes, your ACT and SAT scores are combined scores. That means you add the score in each subtest to arrive at a combined score. You can use your best subtest score from several tests. Homeschooled students must register at the Eligibility Center and meet the same requirements as other student athletes. After you register, look under the Resources tab for more information. If you have a GED, you should contact the Eligibility Center for more information. NCAA Division III schools don't give athletic scholarships. If you want to play sports at a Division III school, you should contact the school to find out what its policies are. For more detailed information, visit ncaa.org, naia.org, or njcaa.org. NJCAA. To play sports at an NJCAA school, you must have a high school diploma or GED. Homeschooled students should contact the college about being certified to participate in athletics. Remember, this information only applies to becoming eligible for your first year of intercollegiate sports. After you begin playing, you must meet other requirements to keep your eligibility. NAIA. Every student athlete must register with the NAIA Eligibility Center at play.mynaia.org to play sports at an NAIA college or university. The NAIA requires high school graduates who want to participate in sports to meet two of the following: have at least an 18 ACT or 970 SAT score, not including any NESA. Enter code 9876 when you register to have your score sent to the NAIA. Have at least a 2.0 high school GPA. Graduate in the top half of their high school class. Homeschooled students must have at least a 20 ACT or 1040 SAT composite score. If you don't have the required scores, you can request a waiver from the NAIA Homeschool Committee. GED graduates must achieve at least an 18 ACT or 970 SAT score. Getting admitted? When you've picked the schools that interest you, it's time to apply. Most schools require students to apply online. Most applications are straightforward: personal information, grades, and test scores. It's up to you to take the correct tests and have them reported to the school. Pay attention to deadlines for admissions, financial aid, and housing if you plan to live on campus. Find out about deposits, orientation, and registering for classes. Admissions essays. Some colleges require an admissions essay. It not only helps you get admitted, it can sometimes help you get more student aid. The first thing I check for is whether or not they proofread, one admissions counselor at a private Kentucky university said. After that, I want to see flow of thought. Can they communicate their thoughts in a way that is concise, while giving us a view into their world? Read your essay out loud to catch awkwardly worded sentences. Ask a teacher to read the essay. Don't have someone write it for you. Most schools will figure that out. I look for creativity that showcases a student's personality, but also gives insight into their grit and perseverance, another counselor said. One suggestion: writing about how you overcame adversity in school or athletics is overdone. Try to grab your reader's attention early in the essay. Be sure to stay on topic and don't add sidebars that don't add to the overall meaning of the essay. I love an interesting first line, one counselor said, adding, a longer essay doesn't always mean a better essay. Many U.S. colleges participate in the common application process. You fill out one application, then decide which colleges you want the information sent to. Above all, follow the school's directions when you write your essay. Not doing so may keep you out of the school you really like. Admissions options. Some colleges offer early decision or early action options. In early decision, you commit to enrolling in the school if you're admitted. You make a non-refundable deposit and withdraw applications from other school. With early action, you apply to your preferred school and receive a decision before the normal response date. After you've decided on your college, let the school know and tell the other schools you've applied to that you won't attend. If you have questions or don't understand something, ask your parents, counselor, or the admissions staff. The academic common market. If the major you're interested in isn't offered at a public university in Kentucky, you may be able to pay in-state tuition at an out-of-state school through the academic common market. Alabama, Arkansas, Delaware, Georgia, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maryland, Mississippi, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, Virginia, and West Virginia participate at the undergraduate and graduate levels. Florida and Texas participate at the graduate level. For more information, you may contact the Council on Postsecondary Education, 100 Airport Road, Frankfort, Kentucky, 40601, 502-892-3082. Reading your transcript. Colleges will want a copy of your transcript, which shows all the classes you've taken during high school. It will also show your class rank and your GPA. Kentucky has adopted a uniform transcript for public high schools that can be sent electronically to participating colleges and universities for free via the Kentucky e-transcript system. A sample transcript is shown below. The weight column shows how many points are awarded to the student based on the grade received in the class. For example, English I was worth 1 credit, and the student earned a B, which is worth 3 points. The weighted GPA includes any extra points earned for AP, IB, or CAI classes. These classes get a higher weight because they are more difficult than a normal high school class. The cumulative GPA is figured by adding the points for all years of school and dividing by the total number of credits attempted. This student had a 2.438 unweighted cumulative GPA, 78 points divided by 32 credits, and a 2.484 weighted cumulative GPA, 79.5 divided by 32 after 4 years of high school. To use the e-transcript system, visit www.education.ky.gov/districts/tech/etron/pages/default.aspx and hit the Request My Transcript button. Picking a major. If you're not sure what to major in, don't worry. Many students haven't decided, and many students change their minds. Most decisions involve trade-offs. Do you want to make a lot of money even if you don't like your job, or would you rather be happier and make less? Your answer may affect what major you choose. If you're not yet sure what you want to study, check school catalogs online to get an idea of what majors involve. You might find what you're looking for. Most colleges require general studies, although they use different names for those requirements. General studies usually include oral and written communication, history, natural sciences, such as biology, chemistry, and physics, social sciences, such as economics, political science, and sociology, mathematics or logic, arts and humanities, such as literature, theater or music, foreign language. You shouldn't think of these courses as burdens, but as opportunities. They let you learn about different subjects, and you may just learn what you want to do in life. You can also use general courses to broaden your experience. Instead of taking U.S. history, take a course in East Asian history. At large schools, you may have a professor as an instructor, not a graduate student. If you change your mind about your major, you can switch. If you switch early in your college career, you shouldn't have many problems. Talk with your advisor to make the change easier. Things to consider when choosing: what you like to do, what you do well, what kind of growth is expected in the field you're considering, how long it will take to finish your education. Understanding your schedule. Every school has its own system of showing a class schedule. This sample schedule shows the information included on most schedules. This student is taking 15 credit hours. 12 hours is usually considered full time for an undergraduate. When you plan your schedule, consider travel time between buildings. On a small campus, that's no problem. On a large campus, though, travel time may be an important factor. 15 to finish. Graduate on time by completing at least 15 credits a semester or 30 a year. You'll save money, since taking 15 credits costs the same as taking 12 credits at most colleges. Meet with an advisor to map out your plan. Try to schedule your core classes first so you don't lose time if you decide to switch majors. You're more likely to graduate on time and enter the workforce sooner. You'll maximize your KEYS award. You can use it for 8 semesters within 5 years of high school graduation. You'll avoid the cost of an extra year, which could save you thousands of dollars. Know the courses you need to graduate and meet with your advisor to map out a plan to earn your degree on time. Transferring tips. Many college students end up transferring from one school to another. Some students plan it that way, going to a two-year school to complete their basics, then finishing up at a four-year school. Others find the school they chose really isn't the best fit for them, or perhaps family circumstances changed. The first thing to remember is that not all credits and grades may transfer. This is especially true if you take classes at certain for-profit career and technical schools. This tool can help answer your questions about transferring. The General Education Transfer Policy at cpe.ky.gov/policies/academic affairs/gen-ed-transfer-policy.pdf. If you have additional questions, each college has a contact person who can answer your questions about transferring. Check their websites for more information.